Yes, welcome back, Frankie, and everybody.
Yes.
Yes, to another episode of Tuesday Podcast. Yes, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
That's all you want to, you just.
Well, I mean, no, I mean, we'll discuss. We'll have a sesh.
Okay, good.
But
Okay,
just
good. No, I'm.
initials, how are yous?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm feeling good right now. I'm happy to be here with you.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here with you as well. So yeah, I'm good. I am, it's been a long week, so kind of looking forward to holidays, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. I know. But not so much looking forward. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I like the feels more than the whole holiday spirit stuff. I like feeling cozy, and we'll discuss further as we go along. But I'm looking forward to having time off from work to be able to just be home and do my thing and not have to worry about anything on that front. So I have a couple days, of course, Thanksgiving or Turkey Day, because we don't celebrate Thanksgiving. So I have 2 days off there, and then I have some days off for the winter holidays and New Year's. So yeah, looking forward to that. But I got the new iPhone this week, so I'm really excited about that. I got it a couple days ago, and I like transfer everything, and it's so easy to do it now. Like years before, I don't know why I did this, but I just did it like manually. Like I transfer all my phone numbers and like why? Why? All you have to do is put them next to each other, and I mean, which is kind of really scary when you think about it. How easy your information is transferred from one thing to the other. And when I'm talking, all of it. Like they transfer all my apps, all my phone numbers, all my photos and videos and all that stuff. Not that I have anything like terrible, but and also all of the websites that I had opened also transferred over. Yeah. So, which I thought I was going to lose everything, but I didn't. And then I'm going to send back my old phone, which I've never done before either. So I have like a couple of iPhones just laying around somewhere. But I'm sending this one. So you have to like, pretty much erase everything from it and send it and turn it back into like factory settings and all that. So all that's done. I have it. It's Pacific Blue, which I've never had. I've never had a phone that was any other color other than black. I always go with like really kind of simple and basic, but the Pacific Blue is really nice, Mamas. It's really pretty. I already got like a phone case on the way, which I love. God, I love technology. I do, even though it's a pain in the ass and it's scary and it's only going to get scarier, but I do love it. I do love the basically everything that you can possibly need to do, you can from the palm of your hand.
We're all walking around with little computers in our hands.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. And Apple has had a bunch of events announcing it, and also like all this other new technology that they're coming up with from what's the place called where Apple is? Cupertino. Cupertino?
Cupertino, right?
Cupertino.
Yeah.
The compound.
Oh.
There's a movie called The Circle, which I don't know if you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of, I found it to be kind of loosely based on technology, like Apple, pretty much. It's very similar in how technology can get to a very scary place as far as like your privacy is concerned and the things that people know about you, which we are losing control of every single day. Yeah, so I got the phone, and then we'll talk about the other stuff later. But tell me about your week. How's that been?
You know, I worked all week. I just posted 22 new pieces on the Love Your Show shop on Etsy. So that took me all week. Mm. And so I just head down. It's all of like the, it's not necessarily the create. Well, it is creative, but it's like computer creative. And you know me, anything over two clicks, I'm just like, oh God, not only can it not be done, but it's just like, oh God, I just don't want to do it. But I did it. And I tried to be really creative with, like what the pieces meant and, you know, like what, like I want people to invest in me as far as being an artist. So I tried to be vulnerable with what I was sharing with people about the pieces. And so, yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Just an opportunity to be creative in a different way. Step out of my comfort zone, which I hate doing, but I always am so happy that I hate doing it, but when I do it, I'm always really grateful that I did it because I grow and I evolve and I learn something and I elevate. And so that's all good stuff. So I worked on that all week. I worked this weekend too. I did crafts with Kristen last night. And then on Friday, I did an impromptu live on Facebook. Forgive me, my allergies are really crazy right now. I don't know if anybody else is experiencing really bad allergies, but if I cough because I have a little tickle, forgive. Oh, but I did an impromptu, got on a live on Friday and talked about Layla's book, Layla Saad, Layla F. Saad, Me and White Supremacy. If you don't have the book and you hold white privilege, you need the book. And did I tell you, did we already talk about this as far as they came out with the guided journal?
You did tell me, but share with everybody.
So Layla came out with the Me and White Supremacy workbook. She wrote it in 2018 and it just was published and released and it's a beautiful book. And then she also wrote a guided journal to go with it that has journaling prompts on each page to have you take a look at how white supremacy is in play in your life and how you think and within your bias and your opinions and how you treat people and all of that stuff. So it's beautiful. They're two beautiful pieces of literature and I really think they're a must. Like I said, for anybody who holds white privilege, this is a book we all need. I got on a live and I talked about the book and I read some stuff and I talked about Ijoma Alu, who wrote Mediocre and who also wrote So You Want to Talk About Race. So anyway, Frankie, I am committed to talking about Layla every day for the rest of my life or until white supremacy has been dismantled. Whichever one comes first.
Okay. Looks like you'll be talking about it for a long time.
I'm hopeful. Okay. I'm hopeful. But yeah, I am probably going to be talking about it for a long time.
Yeah.
I just really, as a white woman, I do think it is partly my responsibility to help educate white people. The ones that are willing, you know? So that was cool. And then Saturday crafts with Kristen. And now here we are doing the podcast, which I love hanging out with you and I love this time and I'm super stoked about what we're talking about today because it's been coming up a lot because people have been talking about what they're doing for all of their fall winter festivities and people are using Thanksgiving a lot, that holiday name. So makes my skin crawl every time I hear it. And I know I'm not the only one, but yeah, correct. So I'm excited that we're going to talk about, you know, fall and winter festivities today.
But speaking of white supremacy. Did you see the clowns? I mean, Trump supporters that were marching in D.C. this past weekend?
Yes. And I was not watching it like live anywhere.
No,
Andy was reporting back what he was seeing. And it's disgusting. Those people are disgusting.
Correct. And, you know, I just think it's interesting that there were like a few thousand you know, something along those lines.
Yeah.
But back in 2016, there were millions of people across this nation in every major city that were protesting the supposed election win from this man. So to see the difference, it's interesting. And the fact that people, right after there was the results were announced, were celebrating in the streets rather than protesting. So, big difference. And hoping that there are big changes to come. I mean, we've already seen how President-elect is sort of mobilizing and trying to have a good transition and trying to do the work in order to ensure that the transition is successful, because there are certain steps that need to be followed. And even though he has been met with some resistance from the person in the White House, he continues and he's, you know, trying to do work in regards to COVID, which is very scary, what's happening. We're sort of going back up again. And as a matter of fact, there are a number of states who are already going back into lockdown.
Yep.
Including where my parents are at in Rhode Island.
Yep.
So it's a matter of days within we probably go back into another major lockdown in most yep. of the country. I know the countries around the world are also going into lockdown. So yeah, it's a very serious matter, and we need Mr. Trump to put his big boy pants on. And if he really cares about at least his supporters, to really do what's right for this country, so that this presidency, even though it's not looking good, is not a total waste. And that's all I have to say.
And that's all I have to say about that. Okay.
That's all I have to say about that. And enough about politics. Let's talk about other stuff. Like the fall and winter holiday season is upon us.
It is, Frankie.
It is here. It is here.
It is. We're already through Halloween.
Yeah. I mean, it like came and went and didn't even, nobody even cared about poor Halloween.
I know.
I mean, but I don't know. It's just like there was nothing to do. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if people went out trick-or-treating.
Did I think some people did. Some okay. people did. Like, there were, like, isolated pockets of people that did things for the neighborhood kids, depending on what, you know, mm-hmm. where you were. And, mm.
Yeah, you know. I also saw people who would, like, trick-or-treat in their house.
Yes.
So they would go into, like, different rooms of the house and have yeah. the kids.
Which is adorable.
It is adorable. It's such a sign of the times.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, Halloween came and went. Nobody even cared. And now we're up on Turkey Day. Turkey Day is coming. Mm-hmm. And I know many people don't really celebrate that because there's nothing to celebrate. So we always, at least, I not always, because as a child, yes, we did celebrate it. And then you learn and you know better, you do better. So then we take it as a day to spend time with family and loved ones and let people know how much you care about them and what you're thankful for. Mm-hmm. So what do you usually do on that day?
Well, because we all get those 2 days off, that Thursday, Friday off, generally we eat, we cook and we eat and mm-hmm. There are some things that I can appreciate about the tradition. Everything else must go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of look at, and we, I would say Andy does too. We kind of look at the end of the year of like, we survived the year. It's time to isolate, you know, time to celebrate the fact that we did make it through the year and spend time with family. That's going to look a little different this year because of the pandemic, but still, we don't usually see family for Fall Feast. Mm. Fall Feast is what we call it.
I like that name.
Yeah, Fall Feast.
And what does a Fall Feast include? Walk me through the menu.
All the white people, traditional white people foods.
Ambrosia salad.
Green bean casserole, okay? Got that green bean casserole. You know, okay. We got the mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Yams with the marshmallows on top.
Yeah.
Got the marshmallows.
Gotta have them.
From?
Ambrosia salad.
Some ambrosia.
The food of your people.
The food of my people, girl. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, Andy and I, you know what? We try to do, like, real low pressure, you know? Like I said, we don't have family over. We don't go see family. We get up when we feel like getting up. We usually make brunch. Mm-hmm. And then we spend the entire day cooking and preparing, and we just take our time with everything. And I usually set the table. You know me and my tables. They're extravagant. They're over the top. There's unicorns. There's Buddha. You know, there's Virgin de Guadalupe. There's candles. There's so many beautiful things going on mm-hmm. the table. Mm-hmm. And they're always themed. And it's just random shit from around the house, you know, and like some like cloth napkins. It's not even like it's anything crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bunch of shit from a China hutch. And yeah. And then we sit down and we have dinner. We take a bunch of pictures for Instagram. We sit down, we eat dinner. We talk about what, you know, like what we're grateful for. And even though we try to make a regular of talking about what we're grateful for, but specifically at the end of the year, it's, you know, it's just an opportunity to really look back over how the year went, you know, like how was my integrity? How did I treat people this year? You know,
was like, I a dick this year or not?
Right. Exactly. Like,
I feel like many people need to. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So,
yeah.
Yeah. How about you? Like, what
was the question?
No. Well, like, what do you generally do for Fall Feast or for like those 2 days? Like, what is a tradition you've kind of come up with thus far? And then maybe do you want that to change in the future?
Yeah. Or? I mean, I will be honest. I don't like, and you know me, I don't like a crowd. I get very socially anxious. So this is why I was built for this pandemic, because I do not mind being alone. And you know, I just, my life hasn't really changed all that much, which is why I don't really understand why people freak out so much. I mean, I get it. But I also, I'm like, this is what I've been doing before this. Like, I go to work, I come home, go to work, come home. So every now and then I would go to your house to do the podcast. But then I come home. So, I, you know, that's sort of what I do anyway. So on Thanksgiving, I keep calling it that, on Turkey Day.
There you go.
I cook and I make a turkey. You know, I'm not great at cooking, but I'm okay. I can eat it after I make it. And I made side dishes that are like from my childhood that I remember, like from Puerto Rico. So like arroz con gandules, and I'll make like a potato salad. And I like things very basic. So those two things and the turkey is sort of like what I crave for that day. You know, I don't eat turkey in any other day other than that day. You know, I just don't have it. But I do like that combination. I never really understood the cranberry sauce when I moved to this country. I was like, why the cranberry sauce? But I do like some cornbread stuffing. I'm not gonna lie, I love it. And the mac and cheese, of course. But I don't really make that myself. I mean, I've done it in past years. I have, and it was great, but I always miss the like traditional Puerto Rican Dominican food that I grew up with. And we don't really do ham. We do pork, what we call like lechon, but we don't do a ham. We do mostly like a turkey or lechon. Yeah, so the ham is another thing that, and I don't really love it. What do you do turkey or ham or both or
You know, last year we did a honey baked ham, and which was pretty good. But we've also done turkey. We've done a combination of both. We've done roasts. Those three, like those three, I would say for Fall Feast, it's one of those three or a combination of two, depending, because I've had family down, like my immediate family, like my sister and my brother, and that's it. And so for like those, when we've had like a few extra people, we would do like a huge turkey breast. Like I remember one year we smoked a turkey breast and then we made a ham.
Okay.
And we heated up a ham. The ham was already, I think, cooked, but we heated it up.
Have you ever done a fried turkey?
But I've seen it done. Like, I've seen it dropped into the pot. Oh, my God, girl.
That looks real good.
Have you had?
No.
Okay.
But I would.
But I would.
Do you prefer, like, the darker meat? Or, because I am a white meat. I like breast. That's it.
I'm a white meat.
Everybody's like, but the like the drumstick has the most flavor. I'm like, yeah, but I don't really like it.
Yeah, I'm bland. I mean,
in that aspect, I am too.
Yeah.
But
like, I like seasoning, but like not too much seasoning.
Yeah. And do you do leftovers? Like, do you the next day?
Would you do the leftovers? Do you?
Yeah, I'm eating that for like the next 3 days, probably until it's just until you're sick of it.
Yeah, and I will say I like the cranberries, but I don't like the chunky cranberries. I like the jelly.
Okay.
Just you're like okay, that's not
you cool. Know what I do I do get like that salty and sweet combination. Like there's been like people make sandwiches with like the turkey and the stuffing and the, you know, like I can see that being really good. I just the image that comes to mind.
And that's exactly what it is.
Right? Yeah, I was gonna say the image that comes to mind is when you like take the cranberry out of the can and it's still formed like a can. That's the image I always get.
That's the one we get.
That's the one. That's the one you gotta get.
And then you it or you mash it. One of the two.
Oh, so you don't like heat it up or anything. It's just you let it. Okay.
Well, I guess you could heat it up if you wanted to, but that would make it kind of syrupy. So Yeah, it's just cold. Like, it's kind of like, you know, when they do like cheese and cracker plates and there's like a marmalade. It's like that. It's the same kind of like, you know, that sweet jelly. Have you ever done the mint jelly? There is a mint jelly. Not a fan. I don't think I would be into mint jelly.
I don't think so either.
But there is a mint jelly. And I think you put it on meat, I'm assuming. But I just remember growing up, seeing mint jelly in the fridge and just being like, is that, no, why? Don't do that. No. Stop it.
Yeah,
some things just should not be jam. It's like
correct or pickled.
Or exactly.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of foods that I'm not really. I'm a very basic person when it comes to my food. I don't like any like anything like little pieces of things like cut up onions or peppers and stuff. I like the flavors. But I don't necessarily like to bite into a pepper or an onion or something like that. I like very simple foods, you know, where I know everything that's in it. Which it's, I love macaroni salad, so that's kind of weird because, but I kind of just eat it because I like it. I like the flavor in potato salad as well. But when I make potato salad, there's nothing in it other than like mayonnaise, eggs, and salt. And a little bit of like olive oil. That's it. I don't like any like, you know, because people go all out sometimes with those potato salads. The apple thing I will never get. People put apples in potato salad. No, ma'am. Not today, Satan. No. And you can't tell what's the apple and what's the potato. There's nothing worse than thinking you're going to bite into a potato and it's an apple. That is my definition of hell.
What the fuck?
Like, this makes no sense. Like, green ketchup. Remember when they had? Right.
Unless it was a green tomato, then maybe it would make sense.
Yeah, but remember when they started, when they experimented with ketchup and put out all kinds of colors? I think there was a green one and a purple one. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
Yeah, because it didn't last very long because everybody hated it. Because it just, your brain just exploded. You know?
It's just not right. It's not right.
It's not right. Anywho, so we move past Turkey Day. And then we go right into winter.
Yep.
In the winter holiday, in the holiday season.
Yep.
What does that look like for you?
Well, usually we go home to where my husband my husband's family lives, and we spend the holiday with his family. Mm-hmm. That's what we've done 6 out of the 8 years that we've been together, and this will be the second year that we don't get to go home. We didn't go home last year because Poops was very, very, very old, and, you know, leaving, we just couldn't leave her. So we didn't go home last year. And then now this year, we're in a pandemic, and so we can't go home and see family. So we talked about maybe doing like a Zoom thing, even though like nobody's going to be listening. Everybody's going to be yelling, and no one's going to be able to hear anybody, and it's going to be amazing. Yeah. But I still think we should do it.
Yeah.
And yeah, so Andy and I are just going to be at the house, and I know we talked about, did you put up your Christmas decorations?
Oh my God.
Your holiday decorations?
I am in the process. It's mostly done. Yeah, I that's my confession for everybody listening. It is early in November, and I am decorating for the holiday. Because I love lights, and I love cute things, and I just wanted to make, and last year I did the tree, and this year I wanted to do like a little village, but it's not like a traditional village because all the little houses are black metal matte, and you can put a little tea light inside of them, and I have 3 of them. They're pretty big actually, but they're so cute, and they came with little trees and snowmen. And I also bought little vintage, like, trucks and camper and a moped, which are bigger than I thought they were going to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but making them work. Yeah, so it is looking real cute and festive around here. But I wanted to ask, because you mentioned going to family, and I remember, I think the year you have a tradition. You eat this thing, and I forgot what it is. What is it?
It's called cioppino. It's called cioppino.
Can you tell people what it is?
It's Sicilian, but it's seafood soup. So it's seafood soup over pasta.
Okay. And you enjoy it?
I don't. but I will say that it is a tradition in the family. Yeah. Grandpa made his famous cioppino for everybody for decades, and it's such a beautiful tradition. And so I've always eaten the cioppino out of respect for Grandpa and for Andy's mom and for the family and everybody. And so I do not like seafood. I have never liked seafood. And so for 4 out of the 6 years we went home for Christmas, I ate the cioppino with a big old smile on my face. And I never ate as much as I wanted to be full. And so I always left hungry. Because
there's nothing else? Is there nothing else other than cioppino?
Well, that's the other thing. There is a roast. And yes, they do have other food, especially the kids and things. But, like, I don't want to eat what the kids are eating. And the kids are all eating cioppino because they're all gangsters and I'm not. You know, they're just more badass than I am. You know what I mean? They like the seafood. But they usually do like a roast. But you know me, I don't like roasts either. So I'm just a pain in the ass, basically.
I kind of am too when it comes to food. Yeah, that's my biggest fear, that I'll go somewhere And I'll, you know, when you go to different countries and stuff and people offer you things, like I always see these shows where they go to like all kinds of countries and the, you know, people from there, they offer, you know, it's such an honor to be with these people, and they're welcoming you and offering you things. And I would be the one to be like, no, I'm okay. I mean, or I would just have to do it because I would just be mortified if I didn't.
Right.
But it would pain, like it would just be so much for me because I'm so picky when it comes to food.
Yep.
Yeah, before I cannot eat the same stuff that I eat for Turkey Day.
Yeah.
For the holiday, for the winter holiday. And then I, you know, just eat it for the next couple of days. I am big on like desserts, right? Are you big on desserts?
Yes.
Do you do, yes. What kind of pies do you prefer?
Well, you know, I've never been a big, I don't like pumpkin pie. I know really? Pumpkin pie is very traditional, but I'm not, wow. If, you know, I will eat a pumpkin cheesecake.
Ooh, that is delicious.
Okay, you want to come through with a pumpkin cheesecake? I fucks with that, but I do not mess with a pumpkin pie.
That's straight interesting.
Up. She's too basic for me, honey. She's too basic. No, honey. No. I like my desserts, you know, mixed. You
interesting.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I love a little mixing and matching with the desserts, like a cookie ice cream sandwich. You know what I mean? Like, we're marrying something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, cheesecake, pumpkin situation. Mm. But I usually always make, like, an apple crisp.
Oh, you are. Yours are famous.
I usually always make an apple crisp, so mm-hmm. that's going to happen. I usually do like a little half batch. Mm. And I'm trying to think if we're going to do anything else. I might bake some cookies or something. I like to bake during the holidays too. Like, you know, the holidays, it was a mixed bag growing up. Let's just say that. Mm. So baking cookies and the smells and the holiday music and the racist Lifetime holiday movies. Oh, and it's just like, it's all a part of the holiday, the holiday tradition. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
We all, at some point, have hate watched a Lifetime I Christmas know. Movie.
Come on,
you know
heteronormative,
I mean?
A Lifetime Hallmark Christmas. Oh, you so have bad. To. It's so bad, but it's so good. I mean, I will be honest. I do. And I don't even, to be honest, I don't even really watch them. I just have them in the background.
That part.
You know, it's like snowy and there's like tons of Christmas trees and Christmas lights and some blonde lady who like moved into a new town. Yes. Or no, she just moved. She just went there for an assignment. Uh-huh. But then she fell in love with the town and she decided that she was going to stay.
Yeah.
Because of this man. And she always has, well, not always, but sometimes she has a black friend or the black lady who runs the bakery, who somehow manages to get into this mix and helps them to get together, you know, but she has no life of her own. and there are no gay people in this town.
Not a one.
But listen, Hallmark has been making some changes, I guess. There are some movies with, you know, BIPOC people. I don't know if BIPOC. I've seen people of color. I don't know if there are indigenous people in these movies. I doubt it. I've seen there's some people of color in these movies. I don't know if there are any LGBTQ plus people. I've yet to see. But they have been very out there promoting their new movies, you know, as is... Everyone else
just directed a Lifetime Christmas.
Okay,
movie. Don't quote me on that, but I think I heard something about Tiffany directing and/or maybe producing.
Okay, I mean, I would see that.
So would I,
for sure. I mean, it'd be nice if we were included.
It would just be nice if we could be inclusive in all things, right? It's like, we're not saying to, like, get rid of this bullshit Lifetime Network and their movies, but what we are saying is be inclusive.
Yeah, and actually, now that I think about it, I think that there will be an LGBTQ plus storyline. Okay. Of course, it's like two white gay guys, I think. Of course, because, you know, That's sort of how everything, that's how the cookie crumbles. But listen, I will celebrate this progress and hopefully we'll continue to move forward and that's have right. all kinds of stories.
That's right.
So yeah, you got to have the whole park movies.
You got to have it. It's like a pastime. I know that like, as I continue on this journey of dismantling white supremacy, certain things are going to have to go. Right. Yeah. I completely understand that, but I don't think we're at Lifetime movies yet. I don't think we're quite there, but if the day comes where I have to put down the Lifetime movies for the time being, I'm willing to make that sacrifice.
Well, I mean, and let's hope that you don't have to, because these networks have made the decision to be inclusive.
Right. You know?
Because we don't have to hate your programming if you include everybody in it.
That part. We all want to see ourselves.
Correct.
In art.
Oh, yeah. Don't even get started with like people of size. There are no fat people in these movies.
No.
None. Unless it's like, you know, the fat best friend. We're always the fat best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah, there's so many things I need to change. Yeah. What were you going to say?
That we digress, girl.
Correct.
So the music, the cookies, all of it. So do you have like winter traditions, like things that like you make fudge or anything?
No. No. You make fudge?
I make fudge.
Ooh. No, I don't really make anything like special. I do like pumpkin pie with whipped cream. I think it's really good. I mean, it is basic, but it's good. Pecan pie is also very good. Sweet potato pie, it's also very good. I'll take pretty much any. I don't like apple pie. And I know that's like, you know, Miss American pie. It's like apple pie. But I don't really like it. I don't like, the only way that I eat apples is in like raw. I don't really like cooked apples, you know, which is why I haven't had your apple crumble, unfortunately. Even though I think you offer one time to make like a crumble heavy one so that I can just eat the crumble.
The only reason why I make it is for the crumble. The apples are just there to hold the crumble up.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but I hear you.
I love cheesecake. I think cheesecake is my jam. We do have like flan that we make a lot as Puerto Ricans and Dominicans. I don't know how to make it. I mean, I was going to try it. It's not the easiest. Let's just say that. Yeah.
It doesn't look easy.
It's not. No. But bread pudding I've made, and it's really good. But I don't really have anything that I do every year. Kind of every year is different for me, other than like, I love my lights. So I do the light and the decorations and stuff like that. And the food, sort of simple traditional food, and the Hallmark movies. And that is, I love a hot chocolate. I love a hot chocolate, and I love a beautiful mug, and I love marshmallows and whipped cream. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cozy socks.
Oh, my God. Oh, and I buy, every year I buy a new comforter. Like a cozy comforter for winter. So this year I got like a red and black plaid. Yeah. And I can't wait. I can't wait to be under there this winter.
It's cold already.
It's cold already. It is, which I love because I don't have to turn on the AC and the electricity bill goes down. You know, simple things in life.
Exactly.
And then after holidays, well, the Christmas holiday and everything that everybody else celebrates, we have Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and everything else. We have New Year's. What do you do? Are you like a big New Year's person? Do you have any superstitions and traditions? And
You know, I remember one year when I was living in this studio in East Hollywood, I had a couple friends of mine lived in the same building. And for New Year's, I think it might be a Latinx tradition or within the Latinx community tradition, but it's 10 grapes, I think it is. Okay, so we did the grape countdown. And so that was super cute. And we had sparklers and we were on the roof of the building and it was super sweet. So like, I have stuff like that where there've been like special moments, kind of like you with like the winter holidays, like it's different every year.
Yeah.
And it kind of depends on like where I'm at in my life and what I'm doing. I mean, I'll be honest, it would be nice to get to a point where like occasionally Andy and I, maybe on like, milestone years, like spend a New Year's out and about. Obviously this year, that's not a possibility.
Yeah.
So this year it'll probably just be us trying to make it to midnight. Cause we're old farts and we go to bed like 7:30 after we have dinner at like 4:30.
Yeah.
So we'll see if we even make it to 12, but yeah, I mean, usually we do like sparkling cider. Like we'll get a couple bottles of sparkling cider. And if we do make it to 12, we'll toast and we'll kiss and, you know, just kind of be in the moment.
Yeah.
How about you?
Again, I don't go out. I think the last time that I went out for, well, when I lived back home and I was younger and my friends would drag me out, I'd be at some gay club, you know, some gay wedding for midnight. But this one time we actually went to Montreal, and that was actually a very nice New Year's. It's very unlike me because it was hundreds of people. And we made these like little outfits. I pride myself back then as like somebody who could make things like clothes. I mean, really all I was doing is cutting things and gluing glitter to it. You know, bedazzling and doing things to it. So it was me and my two friends and I made these like coordinating outfits. The theme was like black and white and I had these jeans that had somehow a goo like glitter stars all. It was just, I mean, thinking back, I was like, what I was thinking, but what was I thinking? But it was, you know, and it was for 2000, so it was for 99 into 2000, so I was very young very dumb. But the funny part is that we stayed at this hotel, and when we left, you know, we went and did whatever, we came back at whatever time in the morning it was. And we saw all these buses outside. Mind you, three very gay men dressed head to toe and glitter things walk into the lobby. And apparently it was some kind of like frat something or other that had arrived in town. So it was like three buses full of frat boys and three gay guys walking through the lobby doused in glitter. I mean, I've never been more mortified in my... Well, actually, I have. I have been more mortified than that. I have many stories. But I was pretty mortified. And of course, nobody said anything. But the looks just said it all. The looks. So I, you know, ran upstairs to the room. But it was fun. It was fun. You know, being young and not giving a fuck. It's a beautiful thing. Right. But yeah, since then, things have been really low key. I usually just watch the ball drop on TV. And while I'm eating some kind of something sweet. But yeah, again, like you, I feel like I would like at some point to be social again and be able to. I mean, it's the wrong time to do it now, but hopefully in the future. When this, we've gotten a hold of this pandemic and perhaps there's a vaccine that we can return to some kind of normalcy, even though I don't think we'll ever go back to quote unquote normal, nor do we want to, but that we can do some of the things that people have been used to doing in the past. So maybe, who knows, maybe I'll find myself in a rooftop somewhere, waiting for midnight at some point. Not making any promises. So, but you were talking about the traditions and like superstitions, and yeah, the grapes thing is a thing. Having money in your pocket when the clock strikes midnight is a thing.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's like bringing in money for the new year.
Correct.
Okay, I'll put some money in my pocket.
I know, right? And then there's also like, taking a suitcase and like running around your house. It's supposed to bring in like travel for you for the next year. Yeah, there are all these like,
We
come up with some stuff. We come up with some stuff. I tell you.
I got some shit to do on New Year's.
I know, right? Have money in your pocket.
Money in my pocket.
Grapes.
Eating grapes.
And then you got to kiss Andy with the grapes and the luggages. I mean, yeah. So, yeah, that's that. That's the end of the holidays.
Yep. Oh, girl.
Yeah.
And I just think it's going to be an interesting, next 2 months, the rest of November, December, all the way up until like the third week of January.
Yeah.
Be very interesting. So.
Yeah, it will be. But,
it will be, girl. It will be.
We'll make it through. We made it through 4 years.
We did.
We are almost at the finish line. We'll get there. All right, Mama. So it is that time. Where can people find you?
Okay, well, currently, so I have an art page now, Love Your Show 20 on Insta, and that is going to be where I'm going to be posting new pieces for the shop, which you can also find me at Love Your Show on Etsy. Mm-hmm. That is the name of my shop. And then also you can find us at Cheat Day Podcast on Insta. That is our Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I think those are like the three places people can find me right now.
Yeah. Do you have anything coming up? I know you do your Saturdays, Crafts with Kristen.
I do have Crafts with Kristen on Saturdays, and I do make that public when I'm live. So anybody can watch the live. You don't have to be friends with me.
Yeah.
So Kristen Brock Jones.
For sure. I encourage everybody to do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and did I tell you I'm going to be starting it's not a book club, but I've decided that I'm going to start a night, I think maybe Sunday nights, where I take people through some of these books of these amazing women.
Perfect.
I'm suggesting it. I might as well give people tastes of what wisdom these books hold.
Correct.
Everybody needs to know about these books. So I'll keep you guys posted on that.
Perfect. All right. So that's going to do it for today's episode. We want to thank everybody for listening, and I hope that you and your loved ones are doing well, and we will talk to you next time. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Yes.